On today's Tourism Roundup, newly appointed Tourism Minister Edmund Bartlett outlines the way forward. And in our No Jamaica feature, we visit the Seven Mile Beach in Negril, Westmoreland. Newly appointed Tourism Minister Edmund Bartlett says he plans to revitalize the tourism sector in order to retain Jamaica's position as a first-choice tourism destination. Minister Bartlett says he intends to strengthen linkages between hoteliers and agro-producers in a bid to increase the use of locally grown produce in the sector.
The capacity to do so is what we must generate and have. And in generating that capacity, there has to be partnership. There has to be collaboration. Because some of the entities may have to partner with local producers in order to get the level of sufficiency that is required to meet the demands.
Mr. Bartlett says similar linkages exist in other countries across the globe and should be forged in Jamaica as well. He says the linkages hub that has been established must be one that creates partnership and collaboration for the success of tourism and other industries.
I know I've visited countries where that partnership exists. The farmers and the hoteliers are in partnership in production of winter vegetables, or they are in collaboration in agro-industry to create the tomato paste and to do the juice and the jams and the jellies and the meats and the different cuts that are required.
Mr. Bartlett notes that for the partnership to be successful, agro-producers must ensure a reliable and sustainable supply of goods. To further promote plans for the sector, Minister Bartlett recently met with tourism stakeholders as part of his scheduled familiarization activities. He says the vital role played by tourism stakeholders must never go unnoticed.
They're excited by the prospects of growing the tourism industry to double-digit levels. And they're excited about having greater local entrepreneurship infused on the supply side in particular. And we spend a lot of time on the supply side. We are building products and ensuring that there is product integrity and destination management issues, which are important.
The tourism minister will be meeting with other stakeholders, including small hoteliers and interests representing sports, health, entertainment, and heritage tourism. These meetings are expected to be concluded by the end of March. Following the consultations, the tourism ministry and its agencies will focus on ramping up Jamaica's overseas advertising and promotions campaign, targeting traditional and emerging markets. And in a bid to further strengthen tourism relations between Jamaica and the United States, Minister Bartlett met with U.S. Ambassador to Jamaica, His Excellency Luis Moreno, and members of his team. Following the meetings, focus was placed on the prospects for pre-clearance operations privileges to be granted to Jamaica. This framework, which is being expanded by the United States, currently applies to 15 foreign airports in 6 countries. The initiative will, among other things, facilitate ease of travel for passengers. President of the Jamaica Hotel and Tourist Association, JHTA, Nicola Madden-Gregg, says the organization is prepared to support the new tourism minister in his bid to develop and strengthen the sector.
We totally agree that growth is the focus for us going forward, and we are 100% behind strategizing with the ministry on how do we attain the kind of growth that we do need. To a place called
Jamaica. And now for our No Jamaica feature. The 7 Mile Beach in Negril, Westmoreland is one of Jamaica's most beautiful stretches of white sand and aqua sea. Tucked within groves of coconut palms, many resorts and restaurants fringe the shore. Take a trip to the 7 Mile Beach in Negril and enjoy the soothing atmosphere. That's it for today's Tourism Roundup. Thanks for your company. With studio engineer Andre Palmer, I'm Shanari Ferran.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.